This is the SML Podcast.
Can we guitar solo it? Can we like acapella the opening?
No.
Oh.
This is the SML Podcast.
Why is it now? When I started, no one wants to do it. Then you all thought about it. Went, you know what? That is kind of a funny idea. Let's do that.
Okay, no, I didn't.
I thought we were all going to do it together.
I don't actually know the opening beyond the first few seconds. I usually skip ahead. I scrabble, as they call it.
I'm telling Kunal that you don't listen to his opening theme.
Wait, Kunal did that?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jill, and this is the SML Podcast.
Jill.
Jibble sandwich.
No one will get that.
I wore pantyhose earlier.
I made pop filters for everybody.
So that hopefully Tim doesn't max out the whatever, the audio receptors.
That one. Yep.
Which he's probably going to do anyways.
No, you should be fine.
You fucker.
Did I do it?
We're not testing.
We need to test. The listeners need to be up to date on our equipment.
I already.
Okay, Tim, you are a pain in the ass.
Okay, we're good. God damn it. So,
news. Let's start with
Blizzard.
News.
Blizzard.
BlizzCon was last week?
I'll let you guys talk Blizzard.
BlizzCon was happening at some point. And may or may not still be happening.
I don't know.
But there were things announced. There's a new World of Warcraft expansion announced, to which everybody went,
No, because then some people were like, I can customize my freaking keep or lock or whatever.
Yeah, but it's just like, that got me excited. I saw that and I was like, wait a minute, like that's kind of cool. And then I thought about how player housing works in MMOs. And it's
you're
not.
Like, oh.
Well, I was like, oh, so it's. I'm going to have an instance area somewhere that's going to be my own. It's not going to be out in the world because there's no way they can have a server that has, you know, thousands and thousands of people. Like the whole
world would
become people's keeps. EverQuest Next.
I know. I'm so excited. Bye.
We'll come back around to that. The other big news was they unveiled Heroes of the Storm. They showed off gameplay from it. And some of the levels, which you know more about than I do.
So. And I'm going to be playing that so much more than League of Legends. Like,
I don't know. I think it's going to be really imbalanced.
I thought you already
gave up on League of Legends.
Oh, we sucked him back in.
No,
he has a League of Legends credit card now.
It's not a credit card.
It's a prepaid credit card.
It's a prepaid card. I put money on it.
And they give you RP.
And they
which
give
is
you
actually
RP.
A fucking deal. Because if you link your bank account to it and then you load $20 onto it, you get 10,000 riot points, which is literally...
Hold on. The first time you load $20 onto this card, you get 1,000 riot points. If you sign up direct deposit to it...
Yes, and I tried to do it today, and the only way you can do it is direct deposit linking a bank account to it to directly deposit from your bank account. It's not from work. I tried today at work.
Mine came with a form to deposit at work.
Oh, well, I didn't read the form.
I read all my paperwork.
Well, it says on the website, you can do direct deposit. This is how you do it.
Okay, so the game that isn't League of Legends, go ahead.
Right, so the way that it works is, similarly, you know, it's like a MOBA. You know, you have your characters, you run through.
I do know what a MOBA is, and I'm sure that everybody listening knows exactly what
right.
a MOBA is.
So think MOBA, right? On top of that, the thing that's going to set it apart, one, is the fact that there's maps. Like, you're not on the same map every single time, you know, seeing the same textures and the same characters and blah, 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 blah. So the maps are different, and what also makes the maps different is it's not just like a, okay, here's your lanes, here's what you're going to push through, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Depending on the map, the minions are different. And you can hire different minions with different abilities. There are subparts of the map. Like, there was one that I watched a video of where there was, like, a mine or something. So they go down into the mine, And then it essentially like opens up another lane and more monsters to kill and all this other nonsense. Then there was another one that I saw where I guess apparently like you pay off like a pirate within a certain amount of time, and whoever gives the pirate the most money within a certain amount of time, like he'll turn against the other team and then start firing a cannon at them and all this other kind of nonsense. Crunchcast version 3.0.
How fucking boring this is.
How is it boring? It's a new IP from Blizzard. Like, you guys, serious? Come on. Like, am I the only person excited for this? Like,
no. No, Tim's making a mess on the floor. Drop the piece right there.
There's a piece of a chip on the floor, the size of a fingernail.
Tim's making a mess.
Now.
Bitch, we used to take our soda bottles from your house.
Yeah, because everybody would leave them there so often that they would fucking pile up like
a
mountain.
Oh, my God. Says Blizzard the, IP.
Says the guy who leaves his coffee cups in our sink.
Oh, my God. Blizzard IP.
Go ahead. Go back to talking about your Blizzard.
It's not a conversation if there's only one person talking about it.
Like, this is the funniest thing that's happened in weeks on the podcast.
Tim, join him on this.
I think that...
Champions of Norrath, right? Go ahead.
I worry about it being imbalanced because there's a reason why we see Dota and League only having one map.
Well, yeah, but they're not trying to make it... Like, they are semi-trying to make it competitive, but that's not their focus.
Well, see, that's the thing, is it will become their focus because that is their audience.
Like, they're
going to have a lot of people that want to come in and play from League and whatnot, seeing if there's something that they can get into.
Nobody plays a MOBA to not be competitive. Like,
no, I mean, it is fun just to play it for whatever, but it is... The game is competitive. If you're playing it and you're trying to not... You know, if you're trying to play a League to have fun...
You're not going to have
fun.
You need to
take a long, hard look in the mirror.
Yeah.
You're
not going to have
playing
fun.
Playing League is like going out and playing football, but without the stress of bones breaking, because I'm small and I would break.
I would be very interested to see you play football. Not going to lie.
I'm fast as shit. Anyway, my big problem with that is I think it's going to be really imbalanced, and what we're going to see happen is people are going to learn how to exploit the imbalances very quickly. And they don't have... So I don't know how their character...
Diversity is gonna
change.
Do you know how the leveling up system in game works?
No, I need to read up on it more.
It's not per character, it's per team.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. But the thing that I'm talking about is the characters, the amount of characters.
Yeah,
Blizzard only has so much lore to pull from. And then
there's plenty for them to pull from.
Yeah, but even look at Warcraft. The first expansion, they went on they did the Burning Crusade, which had to deal with more Warcraft 3 stuff.
Right.
Then they did Lich King, which was finishing off the Warcraft 3 storyline. Then they did Pandaria, which is sort of a sidestep. Like, oh, look, we have this other race we've never talked about.
Yeah.
Let's go see them. And now they're like, what's the name of the new expansion?
I don't know.
Warlords of Draenor. Draenor's the, Warlords of Draenor. Draenor's the orc home world, orc home continent or whatever.
Okay.
So you're actually going back in time and dealing with their history. And it's like, so they have not, they have literally like, since Burning Crusade, not done anything to push the Warcraft 3 storyline forward at all.
Okay.
It's all been sidesteps and time travel back into the history.
Okay.
So the problem is, to keep the game fresh, they're going to have to keep doing maps. Maps are the hardest part of a MOBA. Like, the reason why we have lanes the way that they are in League, the reason why certain people take certain lanes, is because literally, like, the math involved with the distances. There's a reason why you don't ever see ADC go top.
Like, Unless you're playing characters that are at the same level as me, because I'm only level 15, and everybody that's playing under level 30 is a fucking retard.
Well, yeah, but so that's the thing, is the maps, the way the maps are set up is people have figured out the most efficient ways to handle laning and the way the teams are set up like that.
Well, yeah, that's all well and good, but you take any other, like, Counter-Strike's competitive, and all the maps are, like, not every map in Counter-Strike is balanced.
Yeah, but you see what maps get played more than others. Which are the extreme. Yeah, but see, that's the thing, is there might be, like, there's maps I love in Counter-Strike that are completely imbalanced. And they're almost random. Like, there's no way to...
Italy?
Efficient. Yeah, like, Italy's a really fucking weird map.
Not very many people play it anymore, but I love how maps work like that. I like the sort of random element to it, where you can't mathematically figure out what decision someone's going to make. Whereas in League, there's certain things you have to do to win, to focus down the win.
Right.
So what I'm getting at is there's going to be maps in this Blizzard one that are going to be awesome, that we love,
yeah,
that we'll never get to play because people won't play them because they're imbalanced and the competitive nature of a MOBA is going to squelch all of those out. Which, I mean...
It depends on how they make their matchmaking. It's dependent of the rest of the community. There's probably going to be people that are playing it competitively and probably people that are going to look to play it just to fuck around.
And I wonder how they're going to keep the freshness of it up without... They're going to have to create characters that... So we're going to have, like, this huge staple of, like, Tyrael and Kerrigan and, you know, Jim Raynor. And then, like, they're going to start introducing, like, here's some random Pandarian character. Here's some random foot soldier you've never heard of. Like, because they're going to run out of lore to pull from for interesting characters.
Yeah, but they have enough. When you think about it, you've got StarCraft, you've got WarCraft, you've got Diablo. Within those three IPs, there's more than enough characters that you can draw from. Like, they could take a fucking cow with an axe. There's a character.
And they probably
would. I'd use him.
Like, but you know what I mean? Like, there's so many random things that, like you've got every single boss. You could have essentially every single boss in all of the Diablo series.
Yeah, they're probably going to do that. But, I mean, that's...
You can have pretty much every race within World of Warcraft.
Well, yeah, but once again, it's not unlimited. Because they have a lore that they have to adhere to in a way that other places like Dota and League don't really have to adhere to that. Because they're creating their lore as they go, whereas Blizzard... Is a company that's going to be very stringent upon that.
Yeah, but the way that they're kind of approaching this, it looks like almost like a, you know, Super Smash Brothers, PlayStation All-Stars, like, okay, everybody's in a game.
Let's not bring PlayStation All-Stars into this.
Well, I do want to talk about PlayStation eventually this week, not DotaCast, because with this being the week that the PS4 is releasing, and by the time many of our listeners hear this, many people across the world will have their PS4 set up and installing patches.
Our Facebook feeds. Hold on. Actually, on PlayStation. Let's drop. We'll come back to League next week, too. Or in the coming weeks, because we're going to have more to talk about
Well, before we get to all the Sony stuff, because I do want to dedicate a large portion of this to Sony. This is going to be Sony week. There was some extra Nintendo news that came out today. Thanks to the Nintendo Direct event that happened this morning, a.k.a. Wednesday morning. Some of the big bits is that Bravely Default Flying Fairy will be releasing in America next year on February 7th. I don't... No one heard that anyway.
No, probably not.
Tim. But it's going to have a collector's edition, which if you've been following Save Continue... I posted about the European Collector's Edition a few weeks back and was excited as shit about it. It was confirmed that the Deluxe Collector Box and the Agnes figurine will not be in the American release. So, Nintendo, go fuck yourself on that one.
Hold on. I have a go fuck yourself shout out.
Yo, go fuck yourself. Shout it out, fool. Yo,
now, nigga. You better go now. Go fuck yourself, nigga. No, it's Dark Souls 2 has a cool.
Tim's getting stabbed.
Oh shit!
Dark Souls 2 has a cool collector's edition, which makes me happy. However, I've been waiting for it to pop up on my. I've been waiting for it to pop up at GameStop because I have the 360 collector's edition pre-ordered right now. I want the PC one. I found out that apparently it's not going. There's not going to be a physical printing of the PC version. So there's going to be no collector's edition. So if I want the statue, which normally I'm really against those, but the statue is fucking cool.
You have to buy a console version?
I have to buy the console version. Now, if you're in the UK, you get, as a pre-order exclusive, you get the Into the Light comic book. You get steel art cards. You get one, two, three, four steel art cards.
Jesus.
You get a iPhone 5 case, a high gloss collectible poster, another poster, and a t-shirt and the metal case for the game.
Damn.
You get
You get literally like a loot chest full of bullshit.
Just as a pre-order bonus.
Just as a fucking pre-order bonus.
Yeah.
I think it's time we all just move to the UK.
It's not even $20.
Hey, JP, we're coming to live with you, so clear out a room. The other Nintendo news was that Professor Layton, the new game, is going to be releasing on February 28th.
Professor Layton.
And Rosalina from Mario Galaxy is going to be in Super Mario 3D World as the fifth character.
What's her ability?
I don't know.
Wait, is that the...
The Galaxy Princess.
Rosalina, the princess.
Oh.
In Mario Galaxy.
I didn't play it.
Get on our level.
I didn't play it.
Damn, girl.
Listen, I'm waiting. I'm waiting because I'm going to get my Wii U and I'm just going to like binge on every good like Wii and Wii U game.
I'm the quote Nintendo
hater.
You're
not getting a Wii U.
End quote, and I know who
I'm getting a Wii U.
Yeah, okay.
I am.
Yeah, okay.
When I have money.
We'll see when it actually happens.
I'm telling you, it's the only console I want to buy.
Bets on it?
Yeah. I'll be the contact.
Listeners, write in. Write in with the time frame you think Chris Huber will actually get his Wii U. Closest wins a prize. Whatever happened with our Kyle Gatto big battle?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Nobody's listening enough to actually like participate in the contest.
Zach didn't draw anything.
Yeah.
The last bit of Nintendo news was that finally they are going to be merging 3DS and the eShop, not the actual accounts from both, so purchases you made on one won't carry to the other, which they need to hurry the fuck up and get that done with. Tired of buying three copies of games. But they are merging the wallets. So if you put money in your wallet on your 3DS, you can use the balance on your Wii U.
Which makes me that much happier because then I can buy stuff, and if I want to put stuff on my 3DS, I can do that. And then the stuff that's, you know, left over when I do get my Wii U, I could just use it on there.
Yeah, that's an about goddamn time kind of situation. But
yeah, I think that was way overdue, to be honest. TBH.
So yeah, with the PS4 releasing this week, I thought it would be good if we spent this episode just talking about Sony, all the consoles and handhelds they've put out through the years, how they have touched our lives or ruined our lives.
Okay.
And all that touched kind of fun buttons. Stuff.
I gotta go first because this it's on my mind. At GameStop, they play this looping commercial.
Oh.
And or looping advertisement, and one of them was they said they talk
about
how
I'm gonna buy diapers.
Update,
I'm gonna go to Walmart. I'm gonna buy games. I'm gonna go to GameStop.
The updates are automatic now, so you'll never have to worry about waiting for an unexpected update. I'm like, except for when that automatic update happens when you happen to be fucking playing your game.
Yeah.
Like that. I just feel like that's such a bold-faced lie.
Wait.
To
so
people.
Wait. Is it? So it's not gonna be in the background?
No, it'll be in the background. It'll be in the background as in, like, so there's a firmware update, right?
Okay.
That's mandatory for you to, you know, do whatever with the system.
Sure.
So I'm up at 4 in the morning. They decide to push out that update at 4 in the morning, and it comes up and goes, all right, yeah, we're going to download this update now and install it for you. If, you know, like, if you want to do that, you know, here's...
Can't you just choose when to install
it? You could probably choose when to install it, but the whole point is that if there is a feature, like, even if a game comes out, let's say a game comes out, you go out to get it, you come home, there's a fucking update.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to wait for the update. You know, it's like,
no.
it's not going to automatically update and install if you're playing a game. You would still have to wait for it to install if you happen to be actively using your system.
Yeah.
Or wait until you're not using your system, which if it's something you want to use it for, then you need to update it. It's bullshit. Saying
there won't be any waiting for updates is bullshit because there will be times you're going to have to wait for an update.
Yeah.
And the other thing that they said in one of the commercials was, you can't, like, the graphics are amazing. You cannot get better graphics than on the PS4. And I'm like, yes, I can on my PC. And I could build a PC that could get better graphics for the same price. And it's like, I fuck off. Fuck off.
Steambox.
Kyle.
This is not a Steamcast.
Was talking on Facebook the other day about, 4K televisions, like somebody had a 4K monitor hooked up to their Falcon Northwest computer. And
They had
a 720p
4K, yeah.
game running on that window, and it's like
it's so
this
tiny
little box in the corner. Yeah. And we have, but neither of these consoles can really run games. They can run games at 1080p at very high settings right now. In a year from now, it's going to be hard pressed for them to have graphical fidelity that is matching the things that we'll be able to do on a PC. Next year, NVIDIA did a really good presentation about this
at PAX Prime, where they showed that at any given console launch...
Joe's mad.
Supposed to be celebrating Sony.
I don't know. I'm going to get all the complaints about Sony lies out of the way right now. Sony's lies.
This isn't about the bad. We're supposed to talk about the good of Sony celebrating the PlayStation release.
We'll get there. We'll come back there, Andrew. I have one more note after this.
I'm waiting for him to stop so that we can actually get on the
consoles
upside.
Come out. They are 13 times slower than PCs. And then the last bit was The Last of Us. What was it? Not The Last of Us, but it was the last point. Joe's rant made me forget about my rant.
Don't you do it, Jeff.
Tim's offline now, so...
why would you
So, Chris, what was the first PlayStation system that you bought?
That I purchased?
Or the first PlayStation console you had?
Test, are we
both? I played the first PlayStation.
Okay, is that the first one you
owned? I didn't own it, but I played it a lot. I went over my cousin's house all the time because I wanted to play... Tony Hawk and...
Hopefully not on his faulty PS2.
God, shut the
It was
fuck
a
up.
Fucking PS1. God damn it, shut up. So PlayStation 1, essentially all I wanted to do was like I would always go over his house just so that I could play Tony Hawk and SmackDown. And that was that was really it. And then like Smash Brothers.
That's going to be the next game.
That'd be awesome.
I'll be the sequel to Sony Smash Brothers.
Spyro, Crash Bandicoot.
Back when they were good.
Who owns Bandicoot?
Universal owns it?
I think so.
Because there was a reason why he wasn't in Sony Smash Brothers.
Well, there's Crash Bandicoot games that were on 360.
Yeah, so it's not... Naughty Dog or PlayStation.
I forget, like, there was, like, a Crash Bandicoot game, like, on 360, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah, they were on PS3 as well.
Were they good?
Decent.
Well, this is back when the games
were Naughty
really
Dog
fun.
Quality.
Not to mention the fact, oh my gosh, what was it? The Crash...
Last of Us.
Crash Bash.
I used to play Crash Bash a lot, too.
Crash of the Last of Us.
Nitro Kart was awesome.
Nitro Kart was amazing.
No, Crash Team Racing.
Crash Team Racing. Yeah, CTR.
Nitro Kart was fun, too.
I didn't play that one, but I know Crash Team...
and Jet Moto. Fucking Jet Moto. Jet Moto 2.
Crash Team Racing is the closest anyone has gotten to a Mario Kart killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
Wait, no. Diddy Kong. Diddy Kong was fucking awesome.
Well, that was made by Nintendo.
But then there was... It was made by Rare.
Yeah, but at the time, Nintendo.
At the time, Rare Tendo.
Rare Tendo.
And what was the fucking other one? Oh my god.
The Sonic ones now aren't
that
bad.
Yeah. That mm-hmm.
Sonic,
the newest
All-Star
Sonic
Racing.
All-Stars Racing.
They're solid.
Kyle Gatto. Shout out.
They're solid, but they're not Mario Kart killers.
No, they're not. No, I have a lot more fun with Mario Kart.
They don't have the best Sega All-Star in it, though. Sega Senshiro. From the old Japanese Sega Saturn commercials.
Jesus.
He's my fucking Sega hero.
So, Tim, what was your first experience with the PS1?
It was the PS2 dying. No, that was the end of that rant. First experience with the PS1.
Kill you.
Final Fantasy VII, I think. Which is why it's my favorite Final Fantasy, because I had a really good experience with it. Like I started playing it with a friend, and we were like... He had gotten it for Christmas or something and never played it. We sat down to play it, like, one summer, and then started... He didn't understand, like, how RPGs worked. Neither did I at the time, either, but we started, like, playing it and figuring it out, and then we got really into it, and then we played it for, like, the whole fucking summer. And then after that, we moved on to Metal Gear Solid.
Mm.
And that game was... That game was...
Boss.
Boss.
That game was boss nigger.
Racist.
It was another, like, really, really... big game in my history of games, because like you play that game not really, if you go into it not knowing anything about it, all of a sudden you're like, your sort of mind is blown by all of the things that are happening in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't mm-hmm me, Mister. I haven't played Metal Gear at all ever.
Mm-hmm. There are games that did that for me for PlayStation,
but it wasn't Metal Gear.
Tony Hawk, dude.
Tony Hawk blew his mind as much as Metal Gear Solid. If you could see Joe's face right now.
I was skateboarding a lot.
My brain hurts.
Listen, I was skateboarding a lot at that time, and up until that point, do you know what I had?
It wasn't Metal Gear.
I had Skate and Destroy, and it was fucking terrible. That and Skitchin for Genesis. It was awful. As soon as Tony Hawk came out, I was just like, oh my God, this is fantastic. Not to mention this, like, the soundtrack was awesome. Like, yeah. It was like, you can't tell me that you didn't enjoy that fucking game. Like, it was amazing. That and Tony Hawk 2. Tony Hawk 2 was like the thing where I was just like, I can create a park? Like,
Tony Hawk 2 is still probably one of the best games.
It's my favorite one. Like,
Final Fantasy VII and Metal Gear all of a sudden showed me the story potential in these games.
Oh, yeah.
And Metal Gear especially, though, because you're playing this game and it's just like you're sort of thrust into this fucking madness, your crazy situation and mystery. I think that was one of the best things about the first game is there's a huge mystery around what's happening. And it makes you want to keep going. It makes you want to figure out what's going on.
And plugging your controller to the other controller port. Snake.
How could you not like that? Solid Snake was one of the most badass fucking characters.
You like to play Castlevania.
See, it's good that that helped others get into the WoW games can really tell stories. Because I first got that experience with like Final Fantasy 2 and 3 and Chrono Trigger, Earthbound, all the RPGs on the Super Nintendo.
I was going to say, like, Link to the Past. Like, Link to the Past was my first, like, holy fuck, man. Like,
there could be an honest-to-God engaging story in a video game. And I know a lot of people, like, that never really clicked for them until the PlayStation era because it allowed for such longer, more involved games that didn't just have to be RPGs.
No, they didn't. And, the other thing that actually blew my mind with when it comes to PlayStation, fucking Tekken, dude. Like, Tekken was, like, that changed fighting games, like, the way that I looked at fighting games forever. Because up until that point, it was just, like, I was a complete Mortal Kombat fanboy. I was just like, oh my God, Mortal Kombat is the greatest thing ever. And I had never played a Street Fighter up until that point, so now I know better. But anyway.
So, my first experience.
Don't complain.
So, my first experience with a PlayStation actually has an interesting and entertaining story to it.
I'm ready.
Back in my middle school, elementary school days, my one friend who lived in Hazleton.
You like miniaturized, not hey the guys. Age, just small.
Well, my best friend who lived in Hazleton at the time, John, he had a friend who, this is the days at Walmart before they had like the security sensors at doors and shit. He figured out how to just get empty Walmart bags, find a blind spot, put a PlayStation in a bag, and steal shit from Walmart. And my buddy had extra PlayStations, and I saved up my money for weeks, and I bought a stolen PlayStation and some games off of my friend. I had it set up in my room. Me and my brother would play, playing shit like Return Fire. That was my jam back in the day. Getting the shit scared out of us from the dogs Resident jumping Evil? Through the window in Resident Evil. Fucking dogs. God damn those dogs. And that was the first PlayStation I owned. And I was getting really excited. I knew Final Fantasy VII was coming like the next year or something. And me and my brother got into a fight the one night. And his solution to the fight to make it end was to grab the one game in the case. I think it might have been Resident Evil. And he just slammed it at the wall, putting a hole in the wall, shattering the disc, and just breaking my shit that I paid for. Like, I paid
my... You're
stolen
shit that you paid for.
Hey, I still paid for that. Yeah. I didn't steal it. I just paid for it.
You know that's called receiving stolen property? Well,
fuck you.
It's just as bad as the crime.
Yeah.
Well, of course, being the younger child and kind of a pussy, I went and told Mommy, and she came down.
You're a fucking pussy.
Hey, when I was younger, I was.
Do you have brothers?
Did you really just ask me?
I did.
Yes, I have two brothers.
Older?
Crawford and Dave. Yeah, older and younger.
Would they beat the shit out of you?
No.
See, my brother would. So
the only time my brother ever like really fought with me was when I went up to yell at him because he pulled the internet on me when I was taking a tower in PlanetSide. PlanetSide 1. I don't know if I'm like... I was the first guy on the scene trying to take this goddamn tower, and he pulls the internet on me. I'm like, you just set set my faction back like 2 hours.
But I got into a screaming fight with my brother. I'm like, I don't want you in my room anymore. Get out of my room. And went and told mommy, and she came down, and she's like, what's all this going on? It's like, he threw my game at the wall and smashed it and put a hole in the wall.
My stolen game.
And she started screaming at him, and he's like, I don't give a shit. It's a stolen system anyways. And she's like, what? I'm like, Ma, I bought it off of John. I don't know how he got it. I guess he stole it. I knew it was stolen, but I was just trying to be like, I paid for it with my own money. You know I saved it up. So she took it and threw it away.
Ooh!
All the games, the memory card, everything. That sucks. It had to be like 6 or 7 games, just all in a dumpster.
Wow. That sucks.
So that was all gone. The following year, when Final Fantasy VII came out, I had money saved up again because I knew I wanted to get a PlayStation again, and it was out in stores. I saw it when it first came out, and I bought Final Fantasy VII before having a system back, before having memory cards, before having anything. I bought it at West Coast Video.
Oh God.
Fucking old school.
I remember that.
But I bought it brand new at West Coast Video, took it home, opened it up, looked at the instruction manual. Remember those days?
No, because I used to just play the game when I bought it.
Well, I couldn't. And it was a couple more weeks, and my mom was so impressed that I was like this dedicated to want to play this game because she knew I loved role-playing games. I had all the other Final Fantasies.
You would wear pantyhose around the house and role-play.
Oh, big time.
All day.
I was Terra. Like, oh, my hair's green. My rat tails. My rat tail's green. I had a rat tail. What? But
I can't say that I'm surprised.
She ended up buying me a PlayStation and a memory card like 3 months before Christmas so I could play the game. She's like, this is your Christmas present. I hope you know that. I'm like, Mom, I don't want anything else for Christmas. Of course, I got a shitload of stuff for Christmas back then anyways.
Must be nice.
I wonder what it's like to be loved.
Awesome.
Wow. Fucking cold. Jeez.
It was an answer. It's awesome to be loved.
No, I saved up. I didn't, like I said, I didn't.
Not for a Wii U.
I didn't, fuck you. I am saving up for a Wii U.
Just not the limited edition badass looking Zelda
Dude,
one.
I don't care what it looks like. It's still going to function as a Wii U.
That's not what we said the other week.
Fuck
anyway,
off.
Moving on. PlayStation. This is a PlayStation podcast, sir.
I was trying to, but I got rudely interrupted.
What were you going
to
say?
I didn't purchase an original PlayStation, so the first PlayStation that I actually bought was a PlayStation 2.
Good. I was now, just going to ask. I was just going to ask about PS2s.
And the PlayStation 2 was my transition out of the Dreamcast.
Nice.
So I had a Dreamcast, and then I had PlayStation 2.
I had a Dreamcast.
So PlayStation 2, I'm trying to think of like what my go-to game was.
Smuggler's Run.
Everybody had Smuggler's Run.
Everybody had fucking Smuggler's
Run.
Yeah,
Smuggler's Run.
I had that for the GameCube.
You're queer.
Champions and Auroth.
Word.
Champions and Auroth.
Yes.
I also, I played a lot of, like, SmackDown versus Raw. Like, the wrestling games were awesome for PS2, even though I still think No Mercy is my personal favorite in my heart.
NBA Jam. That's your NBA Jam.
The best, actually, I'm going to say it, the best Tony Hawk game in the series came out on PlayStation 2. It's Tony Hawk Underground, the first one, not the second one with the jackass idiots. Tony Hawk Underground was amazing, and the storyline was legit. Like, that's what actually made that one really, really good, because you had to... it was the whole thing with Eric Sparrow. God, that guy was a dickhead. And I tried using, that was the first time I had, bought a extra peripheral for one of my consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the camera so that I could scan my face into the game on my created skater.
Oh my God.
And it looked derpy as shit, but I'm like, that's me. That's like
you kind of look derpy as shit too. So I guess
it was
accurate.
Right. I mean, like, yeah, I guess it was accurate, but still, no, it was like those actually Red Faction 2. Holy fuck, that blew my mind. Like, I could shoot the wall down, and I don't have to just walk around them. The fuck?
Red Faction 1 PC.
Oh God, fuck you, Tim.
Tim, you're such a prick.
We can't just do anything nice without Tim insisting on fucking it up.
Grand Theft Auto. PC. Who didn't play Grand Theft Auto 3 on PlayStation 2 or Vice City? Vice City was my shit. Like,
Grand Theft Auto 3 was why I bought a PlayStation.
A lot of people. Yeah.
I kept hearing about it, reading reviews about it, and all the cool things you could do in the game. And the one day, I was living down by Allentown at the time. The girl I was living with, we just packed up a whole shit ton of, like, NES, Super Nintendo, PlayStation, just tons and tons of games, systems, and hauled it all to, I want to say it was EB, because it was before the GameStop buyout. And
EB.
It was like 15 minutes before they closed. And they saw
you were that guy. Asshole. You started that thing like way back. Yeah. That was when it all started. That was the turning point. That was your downfall, Joe.
You're an ass.
I am. I'm very clearly an asshole in this situation. But we went there. It's like, I don't know if you guys will let us trade this stuff in. I know it's really late. We didn't realize you closed this early. Like, I thought they might have been open till 10 instead of 9 or whatever it was.
Dream World.
Huh?
Super Mega Christmas Dream World.
I don't get it.
Where's he going with this?
I don't get it. Where's he going with this? That you thought that they closed at 10.
I don't know.
Well, now you know.
What the fuck?
Keep going with
That's
the story.
That's such a weird derail. I'm so confused. But we dumped in all these games and...
Dump them out.
They probably calculated the trades for a good half hour, 40 minutes. Like, the store was closed. They were fine with it because it's like, oh, hey, someone new buying a PlayStation 2 and our trade numbers are going to be insane tonight. So they actually had no problem with it. And after everything was traded in and they hit the button to, like, total everything, the computer crashed. Like, full-on complete crash. Hard lock, had to shut it down, do everything all over again. They hit total again, and it just had a process for like 10 minutes.
I've done that. $800-something trade I did one night.
Wow. Yeah, it was pretty insane. And we ended up getting a PlayStation 2, Grand Theft Auto 3, memory card, and Final Fantasy X.
That's solid.
Except Final Fantasy X.
Yeah.
Looking back.
Still, I mean, if you think about it, like...
The joke gear's returning.
Yeah. Looking back, Final Fantasy X wasn't a good move, but yeah, that's how I got my first PS2.
Looking back, that was the start of Square's not good moves.
there wasn't any before that.
Charlie's Angels-esque sequel to Final Fantasy X, guys.
Do you guys want another Brother Violence PlayStation 2 story?
You know, I'm trying to think.
Wait,
like,
so it happened in PlayStation 1 era and PlayStation 2 era?
Yeah.
Did he also come over here and break your PS3 hard drive?
No. I was this cottage next to my mom's house that my brother was living in. After I split up with the girl I was living with in Allentown, I moved in there. I kind of had a back room. My brother slept on the couch. I had a TV in my room. There was a TV up front. Figured, you know, I don't need every game system in my room. So I hooked up the PS2 in the front, GameCube in my room. We had a third TV by a bar that our Xbox was hooked up to. And... You know, he paid half the bills, I paid half the bills, and it got to a point where he wasn't paying shit. So my stepdad would threaten to, like, turn off the water, turn off the power if we don't start paying everything. So I had to start paying everything. And I said, David, until you're starting to pay your half of the rent, I'm unhooking the PlayStation. You're done playing games up here up front. Because he would like playing SSX, shit like that.
Oh, yeah,
SSX. So,
I heard that game's tricky.
Tricky? Hat. So while I was on my knees unhooking the PlayStation from the TV,
because
it was sitting on the floor, he came up behind me, punched me in the back of the head. Just like a bitch. Punched me in the back of the head while I was unhooking a TV. And the only time in my life I ever got violent with someone, I stood up, tackled him, and started choking the shit out of him.
Nice. When does the anal happen? Is it right after? Is it during?
It was before.
No, my relationship with my brother was incredibly strained from that point on. To like, I don't even acknowledge him as a brother right now. So that
you're dead to
thanks,
me.
Thanks, PlayStation.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about good
thanks,
things about
Sony.
PlayStation.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Sony.
No, much, much worse things
I'm
would
sure
happen.
You'll be doing the same thing for other little children.
It's not Sony's fault that my brother turned into a drug addict and threatened to kill my mom. So that's
thanks,
not Sony's
Sony.
Fault.
It's all Sony's
what
fault.
What if it is Sony's fault?
Thanks, Obama.
No, it is Sony's fault. It was Grand Theft Auto. He was so, like, I could do this.
So, Tim, how'd you first get your first PS2 or your first experience with PS2?
Actually, I've got a few good stories with this.
Bring them on.
So, Christmas is coming. I wanted
winter
a PS2, but I knew I'd never get one. So I
Tim just farted.
I
for our listeners.
I asked for the slimline PS1 with the screen on it, which I thought would be really cool.
Oh, the PS lowercase O-N-E.
Yes, the PS1, not the PSX, the PS1. There's a distinction.
Only not the PlayStation.
Only us real PS1 fans know that. And guys who worked in a store and had to organize them.
Yeah. What?
So, I wanted that, and I knew that the PS2 was going to be really hard to get. It was expensive. Butt sex.
Boner.
My mother, boner. Like, two nights before Christmas, basically looks at me and goes, if you could get a PS2, would you want it? I'm like, fuck yeah, I would.
That's a stupid fucking question.
So
no!
And I was... I told myself that night, I'm like, if I got a PS2, I'm going to dump some ice down my pants. So I open it up at Christmas, and I go into the kitchen, I grab like the ice tray, and I come back in and pull open my
and it's a Sega CD.
I pull up my sweatpants and go boop in front of my family, just dump all the ice
you
down dumped my
them
pants.
Out.
I dumped them out. I dumped my dick right out. No, I dumped ice right down my pants. Everybody laughs, had a good time. The only game I got, though, was fucking Smuggler's Run.
Yeah, Smuggler's Run!
And did not have any other games, did not get any other games from anybody else, so I was stuck with Smuggler's Run.
That's the only game that you had for PlayStation 2?
Until
I was like, holy fuck.
A demo of Metal Gear 2 would come in Zone of the Enders.
Yeah.
So I got that. I bought Zone of the Enders just for the fucking demo. I didn't give a fuck. So I got that, and I played that demo to the point where I was like the best Metal Gear player you've ever seen. Like I could get through the whole. I memorized everything, every fucking pattern. Like I could sneak through the whole level. I'd go and hang off the side of the ship and fucking do pull ups to up my stamina and stuff. Like I'd sit there and just shoot darts into people's faces until like the game would not allow you to render any more darts in their face. Like I would shoot all the glass on the walls. Like I'd shoot everything just to kind of like. I did everything possible in that demo.
Wow.
I could speedrun that area like no one's fucking business.
You should have picked up a PlayStation magazine and gotten a demo disc or two.
Yeah, right?
Well,
the demo discs were awesome.
At that time, I was still mainly a PC guy. So I was playing a lot of Command & Conquer at the time. The console stuff I'd played for specific experiences. It wasn't my go-to. Well, that and my fucking... I was also a Nintendo guy growing up, so... Mm. N64 dominated me and my friends getting
yeah,
together.
And that's why I didn't have an original PlayStation. That's why I went from 64 to Dreamcast to PlayStation 2.
But then I got to play Zone of the Enders and I loved that game. I did the same thing with that Metal Gear demo. I made it so I used to be able to run that game in about a half hour. It was pretty ridiculous. Somewhere around there, like a half hour, 40 minutes. You skip the side missions, just do the main missions, and if you're a really fucking good pilot, you kick the shit out of everything. Then Metal Gear 2 came out, and I think that was probably the last PlayStation 2 game I cared about. Well, I did Final Fantasy and was disappointed. Metal Gear 2 came out, and I played it. It was like, walk down a hallway, have a 20-minute cutscene. Walk down a hallway, have a 20-minute cutscene. Walk down a hallway, choke out a guard. 20-minute cutscene. And here's a boss. A boss you will not be able to kill because they'll do a cutscene that will show you how either the boss is defeated or leaves, only to show up again in four more games with more cutscenes. I've never been more pissed off at a gaming experience in my life, and I think that was around the time I stopped playing the PS2. I got to the final boss of that game. Like a few days after getting it, and I couldn't beat the final boss because you had to fight Solidus with a sword. When I got the sword, I thought it was too weird to use, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm not going to use this. I got guns. I got guns where I like choking people out in that game. So I never use a sword, and then all of a sudden, the final boss, you are forced to fight with the weapon I have not used and I find very unwieldy. So I never beat the final boss, and I took the game back, and I went up to GameStop and said, I want to return this. This game is fucking horrific. And now I don't understand when anybody ever tells me that Metal Gear 2 is the best game in the series. I'm like, you are out of your fucking mind. It is the worst game in the
Cryptic
series.
Cryptic metaphor. Just throw grenades at me. Oh, okay.
Yeah, my experience with the PS2 was up and down, and then after that, I think Halo came out at some point, and then I switched over to the Xbox, and then the flood happened. PC. Yeah.
All right, what about PS3, Chris?
PS3, I had a 360.
I thought you were going to say a threesome.
Well, I had a 360, and, I played it for a while. I enjoyed it. And then I started looking up more of the stuff on the PlayStation 3. Ended up getting rid of my 360 and I went over to a PlayStation 3. And I enjoyed it a lot. I liked the fact that I was able to do Blu-rays.
Blu-ray.
Because I finally got myself like a nice TV. And I'm like, you know, I was on my own. This was the first like, you know, console that I bought myself from essentially like working my ball off for a really long time. And this was like the first thing that I actually like got myself to kind of reward myself, for, you know, doing a lot of hard work and shit. So, you know, I bought that and what games did I get for it first? I know I ended up doing like some Guitar Hero ones, cause that was the other thing, even like for PlayStation 2, holy fuck Guitar Hero. Dude, like Guitar Hero, the first Guitar Hero, I remember getting it, and I was just like, dude, this is good. Like, it's like DDR, but it's for fucking guitar. Fucking fantastic. That was another thing. For PlayStation 2, I forgot to even touch upon this. I had a DDR map, and I got really hardcore into DDR when I was in high school because I was a fat ass, and like I just like didn't really like doing
was.
Much. I am now. I'm working on it.
I'm the fat ass. Don't take my thumb.
Anyway, but I was like, I was a total fat ass in high school. So what I ended up doing was I'm like, well, I can play this game. And it's like, you know, it's like I'm working out, but I'm playing a game. So like I got hardcore into DDR, like really, really bad. And that was essentially like what I used my PlayStation 2 for the longest time.
Nice.
But PlayStation 3 wise, it was a lot of Guitar Hero, skate games, fucking Borderlands. When the first Borderlands came out, holy shit, that blew my mind. Like, I just, I played through that game so many fucking times. Like, it was just like, that was it to me. I'm like, it's like I get to play Diablo, but I get to shoot shit. Like, it was like, this is what I've always wanted. My apartment got broken into. They stole all my shit, including my PlayStation 3. From that point on, I had actually, like, when I got enough to save up and get another console, I ended up going back to 360 just because I remembered all my login information because I had a bunch of arcade games that I had bought when I had my 360. So I'm like, well, I could re-download them and then I'll at least have games to play.
Yeah.
So it was more out of like a, I want something to play and I don't want to spend a lot of money because it was really expensive at the time when I got mine. So, you know, I wasn't really playing a lot of stuff online, so I wasn't that interested in the 360. That's why I went over to the PlayStation 3 for the longest time. I was able to play online if I wanted to, but that wasn't my focus. And I just thought it looked great. The interface was good. I just really, really liked it. And not to mention the fact that the one that I had was one of the ones that was backwards compatible. So that was like, dude, I could play my PlayStation 1 games, my PlayStation 2 games, I could play all the new stuff. It was perfect for me. I was like, all of this stuff that I could do on this one console, I'm like, this is fucking perfect.
Yeah, backwards compatibility.
Fatality.
Yeah, totality, fatality.
Yeah.
Backwards fatality is a reason that I picked up a PS3 the first time. I've kind of been a two-stage PS3 owner. When it came out, I wasn't a fan of it at all. Like I
thought the price tag was just way too high.
The price tag was insane. Yeah. Sony's attitude was insane. I didn't like the controller. I've never been a huge DualShock fan.
You know, I loved the PlayStation 2 controller, but the PlayStation 3 is just the triggers that fucked with me.
I thought the analog sticks were way too loose, and they still are all through the PS3 life.
Dude, the PlayStation 4 ones are nice.
We'll get there. Shut the fuck up. But the main reason I picked it up was because when I was working at Walmart, they had a sale going on where I think it was the 80 gig partial backward compatibility model. It was...
Was that the Metal Gear one?
No. But it was pretty much the same era.
Okay.
Like, they had the 20 and the 60, which were full backward compatibility.
Uh-huh.
Then the 80, which was partial, and then the 40, which got rid of it completely.
Yeah.
And it never came back. I got the 80 that was partial backward compatibility for, I think, God, I want to say 500.
Oh.
But the big thing that convinced us to do it was... If you bought it, you got 15 Blu-ray movies from Walmart.
Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah. They had a big selection that you could pick from. I think it was 10 there and then 5 mail in.
Wow.
So it was pretty much starting a Blu-ray collection, and we had just recently gotten like a
nice TV.
A 27-inch HD TV.
Well, you're not going to see.
It was better than the shitty SD TV we had. Like, the difference was definitely noticeable. But we ended up getting it there. The first actual physical game I bought for it, because we just played like Super Rub-A-Dub.
Tell me, it was
download
Lair.
Game. No, Super I never Lair. Bought Lair. It was Hot Shots Golf.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I love the Hot Shots Golf games. And, you know, we kept it for a while. I played PS2 games on it. And then in Berwick, I realized, you know, I'm not using it. I'm never playing it. So I sold it. And got, because it was still backward compatible, I got a decent amount off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward a while, and the PlayStation Network crash happens.
It was a conspiracy.
So, you know, I didn't have to deal with any of that. But trying to get some business back, GameStop had, God, it was $200 off a PS3 coupon. Because they were just trying to move systems again.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? If we got one, it would only be like... $200 for like 150. It's like, maybe now's the time that, you know, just get back into it.
Yeah.
So we picked one up, and then they started the whole free game thing and PlayStation Plus with the instant game collection.
Mm-hmm.
And the library just started growing. I found games that I wanted to play, like Artona Lako, 3D Dot Heroes, Metal Gear 4, which I barely touched, Demon Souls, and I got back into PlayStation. I still hate the controller. I still think the online layout is a fucking disaster, which I hope is fixed in the PS4. I definitely prefer the 360 over the PS3, but I'm glad that we own one again. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Well, not to mention the fact it's a fucking Blu-ray player.
At the time, that was the cheapest Blu-ray player you could get.
I was working at Best Buy, and everybody that was coming in to buy Blu-ray players for their new like TV setup, I'm like, get a PlayStation 3. It's a
Blu-ray player and a video game machine. And
like,
it's...
you can play games on it. They're like, oh, I'm not interested in playing games. I'm like, it's still a fucking and this upscaling of the
DVDs.
The
as
DVDs
well.
Is better than the fucking Blu-rays that you can buy on the market.
Like, and even better, another thing that also convinced a lot of people to get that as their Blu-ray player was that it had a hard drive,
mm-hmm.
so it was fully upgradable.
Yep.
Like, other Blu-ray players didn't have any kind of storage on there.
Nope.
So when they came out with the updates that they can connect online and do shit that HD DVD was doing,
yeah,
they couldn't take advantage of it because
there was no
storage
to put data. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim, PS3.
Thank you.
All right. How about PS?
No. No. So there's one game I played on the PS3.
You're not even close to the mic.
There was one game I played.
Oh, God.
Metal Gear 4.
Metal Gear 4.
That was pretty much the only reason of having it.
Saw that coming.
I
not
even,
Demon Souls?
I played a little bit of Demon Souls and wasn't that into it. One of the reasons why I like Dark Souls a lot better than Demon Souls was the open world nature of it. I like the open world rather than the linear world. No, though, I just remember, because this is at the point now where I'd watch E3 fucking hyped to shit, waiting to see what the new systems were. And,
Not for you. Keep going.
No, I'm just making sure we're good. Sorry, I'm like burping. So, the E3 happens. Sony comes out, and they're showing their games at their absolute disaster of a fucking press conference.
Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer. Come on, guys. Ridge Racer.
Ridge Racer. Giant enemy crab.
Giant enemy crab. Real historical Japanese battles. Here you see a giant enemy crab hit its weak point for massive damage. I just, like, I couldn't laugh a fuck enough. And then they walk out on stage and they're like, $599 US dollars. And I think everybody in the room shit their pants and went, ah, like, yeah, this is too funny. Like, this is a joke. I remember the first meme I saw after that fucking press conference was Old Snake with the fucking gun in his mouth from the trailer. And underneath it, it says $599 US dollars.
That's about how much it cost for the gun in his hand.
Yeah, I just, like...
And that's when they were saying, justifying the price, like, if you really want it, you'll get another job.
Did they say that?
Yes.
What pricks? Dude, if they said that, like, right now for the next gen, like, nobody would buy one. Nobody. Because that's, like, essentially like what Xbox said.
You'll find a way to afford it.
We still have a good console. It's called the Xbox 360.
Yeah, that Don Matrick was an asshole. we'll talk about him next week on Xbox Week.
Xbox Week.
Where I'll suck the teat of the Xbox. But no, so I was very disappointed with the PlayStation 3 when it launched. I thought it was absolutely the most jankiest system launch I've seen, like, ever. It just didn't make any sense. Why would you price something so high? Why would you put functionality in it no one gives a fuck about?
It's a Blu-ray player.
Oh, like, I'm thinking, like, the six-axis thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ripping off the Wii, clearly.
Yeah, they did that. They knew they needed to redesign the controller because nobody thought the Batarang was cool.
Oh, my God, yeah. I forgot about the Batarang.
Remember that shame?
I was actually kind of anticipating getting my hands on it because it wouldn't have been a DualShock.
I'll make you one. I'll get a boomerang from fucking Dunham Sports, and I'll wire it up with all the components of a fucking DualShock.
But it won't be silver. Anyway, back to Tim.
I'll fucking spray paint it for you.
Back to Tim.
And he'll leave a fucking outline of the controller on your sidewalk.
Because that's what I did at Tim's house when I made that
That'll never
arcade.
Go away.
I love it. Every time I passed it, like, you see the top of where I painted the top of my arcade stick and all the holes that I drilled for all the buttons and where the joystick goes. So when you go outside of his house, there's this huge silver outline of an arcade stick. It's great.
But
anyway, yeah. Sony Week.
I was extremely disappointed with the PS3. Everything that I wanted it to do, it didn't seem to want to do right. It just never, the online structure was awful. Now, we use the PS3 a lot at the house. Oh, at the Catsack residence.
At Catsackia.
Catsackia. So, like, I'm very acclimated to it now, and, I mean, I had gotten acclimated to it over the years. I ran a game store for so long. But it just, the only thing it feels like it's good for to me is watching fucking Netflix on it all the time.
It's like a media center.
Yeah,
it's, like,
it's got a, you know, I use it as a media center, and it's a janky at best media center as well.
Uh-huh. Now they dropped all that shit from the PS4.
Temporarily.
They're talking about implementing it as fast as possible. Yeah. We didn't think people would care about not playing MP3s. Because you're dumb.
But then they, you know, the games that were coming out for it, like, I still want to play Last of Us. That's like it. But
There weren't any other PlayStation exclusives?
Valkyria Chronicles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It was really good.
I still haven't played any of the Gods of War, and I always wanted to.
Metal Gear 4 was one of the best gameplay experiences of my life. You just need to get past the first few hours of that game, which is a slog. Because it's literally like the opening, I didn't know what to do. I'm like running around, there's explosions going up. I'm like, what do I do? I'm like, I'm going to fucking hide under this truck. Then a cutscene happens, and turns out that's what you're supposed to fucking do. I'm like, oh, okay, weird. But as that game goes on, the systems that they put in that game were really, really interesting. And the plot of it gets to the point where, like, when you're a few hours from the end of the game, they have
the best plot twist of any game I've ever played in my life, for me, for fans of a series. And I just like, oh my God, that game's on my top 10 list of games I've ever played, just because it was an experience, a very compelling experience that only that series could give you. They took a fucking series that whose plot had gotten so convoluted, it like lost you. Like you could be a diehard fan, like I was going into Metal Gear 2 at that point. Like I was so hyped for that game. I was so ready for it. Like I went back and played the NES games for it.
Wow.
And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Near the end of the game, they start talking about these people called the Lalelilu.
Oh, the Lalelilu, La Macarena.
And the Patriots and like all these weird conspiracies. You don't know what's real and what's not. And it was very convoluted. Then they did the prequel game, which sort of explains a bit more of who those people are. And then they go into Metal Gear 4, where they put all these crazy plot threads that they just expanded on in that previous game. And he ties them up into nice little bows and goes, here you go, here you go, here you go. They all make sense now. The game's going to end with a certain amount of finality that you didn't expect. And yet still leave it open if we wanted to do more. But that whole plot series of Solid Snake and Big Boss's clones and all that stuff wrapped up really fucking nice. That blew my mind. I couldn't believe that I didn't even think it was possible. Yeah, I mean, that was probably the only experience that was worthwhile on the PlayStation for me. Nothing else really held my attention, which is just depressing. But yeah. It just came out as a... I think it was a fucking awful system. I think that it had a lot of potential. The cell processor was really interesting.
Yeah.
The Blu-ray thing was neat, but it was unnecessary when the system launched. For that generation, the Blu-ray drive was absolutely unnecessary. It was really nice, and it made them win the format wars, which is ridiculous because HD DVD was technically superior.
Yeah, it was.
But that system could have been $300, and they could have taken out the Blu-ray player, and that would have put in a higher adoption rate, and it would have allowed companies to take more risks on making games.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that I think overall their performance against Microsoft would have been.
A lot better.
Ooh, oh, they would have tracked a lot better.
Xbox wouldn't have dominated the majority of the head-to-head console race. I won't include the Wii because that just destroyed everyone.
Yep.
Because the grandmas came out in droves.
I want to bowl
with your grandfather.
I will say this. This still blows my mind right now, but like when I'm up at GameStop and I'm just like working and someone's like, oh, what next gen console are you getting? And I'm like, a Wii U. They're like, what's a Wii U? What? And they're not joking. I'm like, what? Nintendo, what the fuck?
Well, I had a guy come in today when I was working today and he goes, he's like, he's talking about his PS4 and he's one of those asshole guys who like you talk to him and he's such a fanboy that it riles you up.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, I have to get a PlayStation 4 because I've been a PS3 guy ever since my Xbox died. I'm not going to deal with another red ring. Everybody expects Microsoft to have another red ring, but nobody ever brings up the PS2's failure rate.
Yeah.
I looked at this guy and I said, my boss at my previous job still sells 40 PlayStation 2s about every 2 weeks that are broken because the failure rate on them was so high that they're everywhere. Like every fucking PS2 would do that.
Yeah,
and it was like a billion times worse than whatever happened with the Red Ring situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now the PS3s, I've seen a massive failure rate with those in the past
yellow
few
light
years.
Of
the
death.
yellow light
of death and the lasers burning out on them.
Yeah,
and it's catching up to the Red Ring. It's not as prevalent as the Red Ring, but it's like there's a huge chance that if you have an old PS3, that it will die if you play it significantly.
Yep.
It happened to Joe. Hard drive failed on him.
Yep.
It happened to my brother-in-law recently, actually.
Now, we had two...
Oh, the funny thing is, when I sold that first backwards compatible system, like, that one was starting to shit out, too.
Wow.
Like, it was having trouble reading some discs, and...
Well, that was
let me sell this
backwards
while I can.
Compatibility ones. Now, we go into the PS4, and we had two of those three kiosks in our district died.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is, I'm worried it's a sign to come. I don't want it to happen.
Me neither.
I don't either, because, like, I think if I were between the PlayStation and the 360 or the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, I wanna say I would go PlayStation. Like, see, I'm not because I haven't really put too much thought into it because I don't feel like I'm gonna want either one.
Tell us your thoughts on the PlayStation 4. We're moving to PlayStation 4 territory.
Yeah, what are you expecting out of the PS4?
Let me tell you this. I did finally get to get my hands on a controller, and I really, really like the PlayStation 4 controller. Like,
me too. For someone who's been very vocal about hating DualShocks,
you've been hating on it mad.
Yeah.
Like, the PS4 controller is great.
I like it a lot.
I still wish that they would just switch the fucking thumbstick in the D-pad.
Yeah, but you know what? I like that. I'm so used to that. Because I was used to the DualShock 2s with the PlayStation 2, and I didn't have a 3... Like, I was used to that all the way up until I got a 360.
Yeah, I've always...
It was a long time.
I've always hated that positioning, though. Always. And I wish they would change it, but I realize it's kind of like their iconic design. My only real legitimate gripe with the PS4 controller so far is the little ridge on the back under the L and R buttons... my fingers rest there, like underneath the triggers. And after, you know, an hour of playing something, it just digs into my fingers.
I mean, that's the thing. I haven't sat and used it for a long time.
Yeah, but otherwise, like, the tension on the sticks is great.
Oh, I love it.
Very comfortable. Yeah. The triggers are actual, like, useful triggers now.
And they feel like half-decent triggers.
Yeah, they feel good. I'm still not sold on the touchpad until I...
Until you get to try it. Yeah.
And I still think the share button is ridiculous and unnecessary. Whatever.
Just don't press the button.
Yeah.
Or at least try not to. The one thing that I was actually kind of worried about is most of the time, like, now I haven't gone into so much detail to see exactly how my hands rest on the controller, like, specifically. But most of the time, because I have larger hands, a lot of the times, like, if I rest my... if I rest my fingers over the top, a lot of the times they'll wrap around, like the bumpers. Oh, are you getting it for me? Okay. Yeah. See, you know what? I mean, like those, like the share and the option buttons, like those don't really seem like they'll be in my way at all. Like, this actually feels really nice.
Yeah. It's
all like it a lot. Like,
wait till you feel the Xbox controller.
Didn't you say that? I'm not going to like it because of...
Well, I'm just worried about the hand size, because for me, it was like it was gripping my hand back, but I don't know how that well it's going to translate to other people.
Well, we'll find out in a week or so.
I mean, yeah, dude, I tell you what, I really like this controller. Like, it's just like, it's exactly what I want. Like,
but yeah, this ridge underneath the triggers is what I'm talking... Like, this is how I would hold the controller for all the people listening to us who can't see what I'm doing. But the ridge there, just feel that ridge. It's a fairly sharp ridge on the back of the controller where your fingers could sit.
You do this.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could see how that could get annoying.
That was starting to hurt because I used that to play Final Exam, which I'm still working on playing for the review.
See, you know what, though? Like a lot of the times, like, for me, and I think this is how you're supposed to go about it, but essentially if you're grabbing it like this and then you're only using
My fingers don't default like that.
Like, that's... And I think that's why I think it's so comfortable. Because, like, when I'm not using it, I'm resting it up here, which they're not hitting either of those buttons, so that's fine. Or I could rest them right here. I always rest them on the button. Yeah, which is fine. I mean, like, that's... I have no problems doing that. I'm not accidentally hitting any buttons. Like, yeah, dude, I think this controller is really solid.
It's
like,
finally a DualShock that I don't mind.
I think I'm going to get one for my...
Switch the fucking thumbstick and D-pad already, Sony. Jesus.
I think I'm going to get one for my PC.
Sick of your bullshit.
Like, I'm honestly... Because I was thinking... I have a 360 controller, and I do love it dearly, but, man, that thing's fucking solid. Like, it's... Like, I really, really like it, so... I may pick one up for my PC because, hey, I can connect it to my PC now and it'll work.
Yeah.
So,
honestly, on the PS4, I'm expecting them to deliver on games. Like, in recent years, they have gotten really good at having exclusives, great indies.
See, the thing that I'm really worried about, though, is, like, you take the launch exclusives, right? There's a lot more. And I want to say that I would be more inclined to get a PlayStation because of their exclusives right now. However,
I don't think they have many launch exclusives.
They don't have very many launch exclusives.
They don't. But that. But the same thing is like for me, ironically, the only games that I'm excited about for next gen console that I will not be able to play on my PC, other than Nintendo titles, are Killer Instinct, Forza, Dead Rising.
Yep.
And it's
those are like the three you want.
Those are the only, but those are the only ones I'm excited for. But I just don't want that. I just don't, that I won't be able to get on PC. Oh. But fuck, I just like I don't know if I want to. I don't know if I want an Xbox. Like it's just that that's where I'm kind of like I don't know. No, like,
I'm honestly worried that Sony's going to fall back into that whole oh me too mentality that they've been doing lately, where you know there was the Wii controller, so there was the six axis. And now,
can you turn the light off on this controller?
No.
I thought they said you can now.
Possibly, it might be a setting on the PS4, but...
Okay.
Mandatory firmware update.
Okay. Yeah. Because the thing is like, every single video that I've seen with someone using that controller, you can see the glare of the fucking light on the screen.
It all depends on how you hold the controller, too. Like, I never saw a reflection while I was playing Final Exam.
Okay.
But my hope is... Like, I'm seeing a lot of stuff that Sony's touting, like, oh, now with gesture controls and facial recognition, it's like, this is all shit that Microsoft has been hyping for a long time.
And you're just throwing it in.
And they're giving it to you with the console, and everything has, like, a little asterisk, like, PS camera required, sold separately.
Right,
well, so
right.
Here's the problem with my legs being stuck in the chair. the problem with PlayStation's stance right now is that they do not, I repeat, do not have a proven track record with delivering.
Yeah,
no.
Microsoft has a proven track record.
Of supporting what they put out.
Microsoft will not send something out to die, except for Windows Vista. they send out, right now they are...
Millennium Edition.
They're so committed to locking down what they do. That they're willing to spend a shit ton of money on it, and they will put out a system, and they're saying you need to have the Kinect with it. People are like, I don't want the Kinect. They're like, you don't understand.
You need to have the Kinect.
You need to have the Kinect, and it's not because we want to watch you. It's not because we want to, you know, shoehorn in mechanics for you. It's because we want to make sure that you're getting the complete experience that we're trying to deliver every time. You know, and it's like,
and not force you to have to buy other stuff for features that we're touting. Because if it didn't come with the Kinect, someone would be like, oh, I need to buy a fucking camera as well so I can, you know, do the voice stuff and the motion stuff.
Well, this brings me back to like the Nintendo discussion that we did have. I had mentioned that Nintendo is fracturing the ecosystem, which is really, really bad. What Microsoft is trying to do is unify the ecosystem and make it so that when you have something come out for their system, you don't have to deal with that conundrum of, oh, fuck, well, I need to buy an extra thing. No, you have the extra thing already.
Yeah. Right.
Everything is there for you to take advantage of, and that's from the player side and developer side. Now, what Sony is doing is they have a lot of threads that are out there right now. Like, remote play finally exists between the Vita and the PlayStation, and it works, apparently. Apparently, it works pretty well on some games, on others, is what I'm hearing, through IGN's, like, videos and stuff they put up. Now, like, if you play Battlefield on it, there is a slight hair of lag as the video gets transported magically over to your fucking Vita, and that you can't play shooters with it then. Like, it's a little weird. So, that means that that's out. And you know that they're probably not going to go out of their way to try and patch it and support it. That was a developer side thing, not a Sony side thing. Sony doesn't give a fuck. But, like, that's where it's, like, Need for Speed's really cool. Now, the question is, how many developers are going to take advantage of that? How much support is Sony going to give it? Are they going to try to update the protocol, the wireless protocol that transfers all that, the encoding process? Like, are they going to deal with handling that? They're probably going to let it die like the fucking PSP did. And like,
I mean, they touted so much remote play on the PSP, and it just got to the point of, oh, well, you can look at your friend list. and play like a mini.
You can have, yeah, and the minis were a joke too.
And then the Vita came out and they're like, oh, well, remote play is finally going to be at the level that we want it to be with the improved power of the PS Vita. And they, after all said was said and done, they added like Ico and Shadow of the Colossus HD. And the majority of games still don't fucking work on remote play.
Well, from what I understand, watching the BlizzCon stuff is Diablo is going to be supported for remote play.
Well, apparently it's a line of code. Like, it's very easy to get your game to do it. The problem is that...
Reliability.
The reliability is going to be dependent on your network in your house. What is your router? You know?
Oh, so like how you were doing the...
Yeah,
it's the iPhone thing?
It's like that.
Oh, okay.
So if somebody hops on the internet and your router gets bogged down while you're in the middle of it...
Like when we were playing League of Legends?
Like when we're playing League, it's going to jank all your business up. So it's going to be tricksy. It's not going to... I just am very concerned about... Everybody is all on board with PlayStation right now, which is exactly what they need to get a strong launch.
Yeah.
And get them to maybe support the system more. But the problem is that Sony loves coming out and jerking their audience off and then never coming back around to, you know.
I think the PS2 was the biggest offender.
What, Joe? How could you not fucking laugh at that? Come on. I'm so fucking disappointed in you right now. Did you not understand the severity of the joke that was coming out of his mouth?
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm so sad.
See, the PS2, I don't remember them much promising too much. I mean, some of the online stuff, but...
Shit, yeah, they did.
God, they overhyped that. The hype of the PS2 killed the Dreamcast.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, I was
and they
a
didn't
little
follow
ugly.
Through on
I didn't
so
follow
much of
the industry.
Like, don't remember, or don't forget Final Fantasy VIII, the ballroom scene, where they showed that playable that. Yeah. On the PS2, and they're like, this is the power that you can get with the PlayStation 2, that you'll be playing... movie-like and cartoon-like atmospheres, and then you got a fucking fireworks simulator.
Yeah. Womp, 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 womp. But, so, like, for instance, the games that came out so far, Killzone Shadowfall got, I think it was an 8 on IGN.
No, I know Metacritic right now is hovering in, like, 76-ish area.
And it's exactly, it is exactly the same as every other Killzone game. It's Here's a really, really graphically, you know, gorgeous shooter. It's mediocre. And then Knack, which I've been saying for weeks now, looks like a PS1 game with PS4 graphics. And you know what people are saying? It is your standard PS1 sort of adventure platformer with
like
really nice
like
graphics.
A Spyro?
Yeah, I think Joystick, their tagline was 32-bit hero.
Yeah, and it's just
I mean,
like,
I'm still... That's the game that convinced me to get a PS4, so I still have high hopes for it. I'm hoping it's something that reviewers don't dig, but it's something I might dig.
There's plenty of games that I fucking love that other people
play
shit upon all the time.
Play the demo on the kiosk because I played a little bit of it
today.
Well,
I'm getting the game with my system. So
I was just so like...
Tomorrow night? Are you tomorrow doing night. Midnight release?
No, Amazon.
I'll be working the midnight release.
I just like... I look at that lineup. The only game that's coming out on it... Now, one more thing about that. They're putting out all these indie games. Oh, we're supporting indies.
Yeah.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Like... That really should not be. If you are a first party game company, a AAA game company,
that shouldn't be
that
something
should
you're
not
touting.
Be your biggest selling point.
Yeah,
is we have indies now. Yeah, so does every other fucking system.
Yeah,
the way they're presented is differently, but like the Wii,
they're still there.
The Wii has fucking indies on.
Yeah,
like it's not that big of a fucking deal. Like it blows my mind that people are like, well, you know, I can play all the indie games. I'm like, get a fucking $30 computer, you can play all the fucking
yeah,
games.
Right.
That's somewhere I could agree that if you want indie games, get a PC.
Yeah, PCs.
You'll get every indie game
for a dollar.
Yep,
Humble Bundle.
Dude, not to mention the fact that holy fuck, the Humble Bundle last week.
Yeah, but the Warner Brother one.
This is the first Humble Bundle I ever bought. It was Game of the Year edition of Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City. I got Fear 2, Fear 3, Scribblenauts Unlimited. Lord of the Rings, War of the North. I got all that for $5. And fucking Scribblenauts Unlimited is like a $30 game right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's one of those things where I'm sort of shocked that everybody is really riding the fanboyism and they're shitting on the Xbox, which, I mean,
all of these reviewers are coming out talking about the PlayStation 4 as, you know, well, yeah, it's a good successor to the PS3. It's not, it doesn't feel like a 4. And I've been, that's another thing I've been talking about.
It feels like a 3.5.
Yeah, people say it feels like an upgraded PlayStation 3, which is good. You know, it's like the PlayStation 3 needed an upgrade. Yeah, it needed an upgrade. But is it a next generation? Like, are we pushing the generation forward?
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, it's kind of hard to tell.
Does it have the more graphic?
Yes.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard to tell right now. I mean, did you really feel like the Xbox 360 at launch was pushing boundaries of the next generation?
Yes. Yes, because of Xbox Live.
True.
Because Xbox Live on the 360 was
game-wise, like performance-wise.
I can't even, when I saw Call of Duty 2 on the Xbox, I was pretty flabbergasted because there's the graphics on Call of Duty 2 for that time were pretty fucking good.
Okay, so compare the graphics. Jelly.
Oblivion was still impressive for that time.
Okay, yeah, so compare the graphics of what's currently going out for the next gen to what we have right now.
There's a noticeable upgrade.
So there's no way for us to, I mean, look at the way that Grand Theft Auto looks right now on the PlayStation or on the 360. Like, I would have never guessed that something like that would have come out on that console given 8 years ago when the console came out.
This brings me to something that Kyle was doing. Kyle's been notorious for like shitting all over the Xbox as much as he can.
Yeah, I've noticed.
Well, there are points to do it.
The thing is,
go ahead.
He and I have had a conversation. He's actually kind of getting annoyed with the whole ragging on him for Blade Mode thing.
And I didn't do that this week.
And I made a compromise that I would stop ragging on him about Blade Mode if he would shut the fuck up shitting on the Xbox. And I've kept my bargain. Like, you guys have said shit, but I haven't really said Blade Mode.
We did not say that.
Past weeks. Okay, like, I mentions here, I mentions there. We're not, like, shitting on him about it.
No.
But I haven't said a fucking thing about it. But he just keeps making more and more. It's like the one you were talking about the computer monitor that was showing the 720p game.
Yeah, he was even being rude in that.
The text below it explicitly called out the Xbox One because Xbox One have claimed that the Xbox One can have the possibility to put out 4K capable graphics.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, lol, it doesn't. Like, you're shitting on the Xbox One there.
Well, no, see, but there's something that I think everybody missed in that conversation was that it's... I don't think that they are talking about it putting out graphical gameplay at 4K.
Probably movies.
Video, yes. Yeah. It's going to be able to display 4K video.
But I even told him, like, look at games that came out at the launch of the Xbox One and how shitty they look compared to something like Halo 4, which gameplay-wise, whatever, visually, Halo 4 is fucking astounding.
Yep.
Look at launch titles for the PS3 and then look at The Last of Us.
I don't think The Last of Us is graphically impressive.
I think it is.
When you look at those textures, the textures are like everything wrong with
it. The point remains, like, look at something like The Last of Us or Halo 4, and could you ever have imagined something that amazing coming out at the beginning of the console launch?
No, not
at the beginning.
So while we might have
Battlefield,
we might have 720p games.
Battlefield is pant-shittingly. Dude,
beautiful. Yeah,
Battlefield 4, current gen. Even if you look on it on a 360 and PlayStation,
crazy.
Holy fuck, dude! Like,
but just saying that. Oh, lol. Dead Rising 720p 60. Like, give it a couple fucking years.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, if you're backpedaling from something that's currently possible and you're touting like, okay, we're capable of doing like all this crazy shit, but one of our main launch titles that we're pushing a lot is in 720p when is not the industry standard
right
now.
Hold on,
though. Like,
here's part of the problem too is that so Sony's coming out being like, you know, all their games are in 1080, right? Call of Duty Ghosts is in 1080. It's also getting frame rate issues right now.
Xbox One version isn't.
Because they said that they wanted it to run at 60 frames solid, consistently.
Right.
And that's a big deal with the Call of Duty players. So now anybody who gets it on the PS4, unless they patch it and somehow fix that, which I don't know if they can without turning down some of the graphics, people are going to be fucking pissed.
But either way.
And going forward, this is one of the biggest problems about this console generation we're going into, is that everybody's so worried about these powerhouse graphics. and we're already hitting with the launch titles frame rate issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I would rather have slightly less pretty graphics and have a game run smooth.
I agree.
I don't give a fuck if it's 720p.
I agree. However, when you're specifically pushing, like, we're going to have, like, the best-looking games and da-da-da-da, and then you're having issues like this, like...
Dude, everyone claims they're going to have the best-looking games.
Well...
I mean, it's like Sony claiming that the Vita has the greatest handheld library to date.
Lol.
Which is fucking retarded to claim.
Yeah.
When the 3DS can play all regular DS games, and the DS probably has the greatest handheld library ever made.
Oh, yeah. But
the point is, we need to give things time. Launch titles always suck. The first year of consoles always sucks. We've been saying for a long time, give it a year or two, and then we'll know what these systems are capable of.
I don't know, because there's been some really good, like, one-year launch windows.
We haven't had an amazing launch
since back in the day,
the N64. Yeah.
So, and even then,
two
games.
64, oh my god.
The 64 had two games for the first 3 months.
They were like,
but they were amazing.
Well, Mario 64 was amazing. Pilot Wings.
Pilot Wings was mad fun, though. Yeah. I liked it.
I was never into it.
Blast Corps.
Blast Corps was the shit.
Mad fun.
We need a new Blast Corps.
Nintendo.
That was rare. We could talk about that next week for Xbox week.
Nintendo, can you just start porting every 64 title in HD for the Wii U? Could you just start getting on
Most of the good ones were from Rare.
Could you do that for us?
I don't think they can.
Please?
Please. Ask Nintendo. Microsoft.
Nintendo, can you launch a new console in 2 years? As better.
Do you know what would actually be really crazy, though? If Nintendo turned around and was just like, not even like the Nintendo 640.
That
would be fucking like,
You know what'd be even fucking better? Is if somebody put out one of these consoles and said, you can upgrade the video card.
And then it would be a PC, and then...
And then it would be a Steam box.
Then it would be a pain in the ass.
And then it would be a Steam box.
And then I'd jerk
off. My video card doesn't work on this game. I'm going to have to spend more money to play a game. Yeah. I'll stay with my fixed specs
console. There's a new
console
generation. I have to spend $1,000 just to keep up.
That might have been the slowest crunch I've ever heard.
Anyway, I think we about ran the gamut on Sony.
Yeah, we went pretty
long. Anyone else have anything else to say about Sony?
I have this to say.
he's rubbing the thumbsticks of
the PlayStation.
He
has nothing to say. All right, music this week.
Hold on. We did have an email.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I think, right?
Yes, we did.
I didn't read it, but I know that we have an email.
You were right. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Because
we never have emails.
We have two emails this week. The first one is from YouTube saying that TW Dragon has subscribed to us on YouTube, which is awesome.
thanks.
And the other is from Regina William. And to us it says, very urgent. My name is Regina, seeking for help and love. Please always reply me with your private email address with one S to enable us move deeply to explain each other and exchanging of picture and telephone numbers. Thanks from lovely one, Regina.
How does this happen?
Why don't you?
Well, to answer your question, Regina.
No.
You want lovely picture of the telephone number?
I want naked Crash Bandicoot pictures sent to my
telephone. No, we want like fanfic pictures of Leora and...
Wait, Leora?
Yeah, from Lee.
Is that
her name?
Leora? Leona?
Leona, that is it.
Oh my god, that's a conversation for another
time. I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm thinking Liara from Mass Effect.
No. We'll show you.
We won't show him pictures, but we'll explain.
Okay, music this week. Since we had a Sony-centric podcast, we are going to go with a bunch of Sony-related songs.
Can we have a Blizzard song in there, too?
No. I already picked the songs. Fuck off. We have good friend Kunal with the song War Wrath Industrial from God of War. Brandon Strader with Born of Ashes Baptized in Blood from God of War 2. Some old school Final Fantasy style stuff. We're going to go with One Winged Angel from Final Fantasy 7. We're going to use the kick-ass Advent Children version. And then we're going to try something different with some actual, like, real licensed songs this week.
So don't sue us, please.
Yeah, and if they don't show up in the YouTube version, get the MP3 version.
If they do sue us, this was all Joe's idea.
No, they won't sue us. They'll just, like, send us a takedown. But I don't think we're big enough for anyone to give a fuck.
Sue Joe.
We're going to have the band Uncle Daddy with the song Rise Again. You might recognize it from the Last of Us commercials. And then the final song is Lou Reed with Perfect Day, the song from the PS4 commercials. And also a nice tribute to Lou Reed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bummer. It's really bummer.
Who's Lou Reed?
some light, shot a prayer away the demons. Guess you need something more than a sigh. I'll be your Isaac. I'll even help you bring down the night. I wanna live on the edge of time, yeah. Wanna bleed till these bones are dry, yeah. Wanna burn till there's nothing left, and I will rise again. I wanna scream till my lungs explode. Fight the devil till it kills my soul. Burn in hell till there's nothing left, and I will rise again. I wanna live on the edge of time, yeah. Wanna bleed till these bones are dry.
I didn't get any salsa
on
the
table. Form?
I didn't get any salsa on the table. I don't know what you're talking about.